You are listening to John's Story, an audiobiography, read by John Lennon. Part 1, Paul and Me.
Growing up in Liverpool is sort of harder for me, more so than it was for Paul. Paul was able to make friends with the local kids in his classes and such. I had always struggled with understanding the basic ways of fitting into certain situations. My dad would always yell at me for keeping my head tilted to the one side when I was unsure of myself or my surroundings. He encouraged me to take up sports and to interact with the other boys of the neighborhood. He wanted me to share in the dirty jokes that they like to share in, but I couldn't force myself into that lifestyle. By the time I was a teenager, I realized that I was a bit different from all the other folk that I grew up with. I didn't come from a family with all that much money. We barely scrape by sometimes, but the other kids in Liverpool seem to have it easier with their parents being doctors and lawyers and such. There were times when I would have sticks thrown at me for living on the other side of the tracks in Liverpool. I recall classmates making fun of my raggedy clothes that I wore. I thought that there was something wrong with me. I remember crying a lot. I knew I needed a change of lifestyle, and I thought that I would find that with going to upper elementary school in a neighboring town. The school had promise with all different sorts of walks of life. I still played sports to try and fit in with the lot, but I was still an outcast. I remember the coffee shop where I met Paul. My head was down and he thought I was one of the kids who was smoking weed in between classes. My head was down though because I didn't know what else to do with it. Paul had an earnest sense about him, but he was of short build. He had fragile features and lacked some confidence. I'm not sure when I really gained my confidence. I was more of an athletic type, I think. Paul looked up to me in some regards. For the first time, it was like I found somebody that I shared something with. I wasn't sure what it was yet, but I knew something had started, something had begun, and turns out that was the Beatles. I guess you could say I taught myself how to play guitar. It wasn't my guitar that I played, though. My older brother had bought an electric Fender with a strap and a very large amplifier. I would usually get home from classes before he would, so I'd mess around with it. My mom would be gone. There wouldn't be anybody in the house to hear me making the awful noise. It was truly awful, but it was fun. It made me feel happy. I would think about playing the guitar all the time when I went up for classes, and I couldn't wait to get home and have that 10 minutes where I could try and make something. I had to be a bit sneaky about it because my brother was sort of a goon at the time, and if he were to catch me fiddling with his instruments, he would have knocked me on the head and put a lock on the guitar case. When I met Paul, things started to fall into place. For the first time, I had a friend. Paul was very popular due to his funny sense of humor. He had a self-deprecating manner about himself that I admired a great deal. He doesn't much remember it, but we had some classes together before we officially met at the coffee shop. Paul was from the north end of Liverpool, so he had lots of money from his parents, but this didn't affect his personality in a negative way like it did with a lot of other people that grew up in the North Liverpool area. There was a night when Paul invited me out to a party he was having on his grandmother's loft. I thought it'd be fun to bring my brother's guitar along. I showed Paul that I had brought it, and I played him my first song that I ever wrote, and I called it my first song. He was the only one that seemed to think it was good. I remember how he said he had some knowledge with the bass and the piano. I asked him if he would like to try and make music with me. He said yeah. So we made some music.
Thank you for listening to John's Story, an autobiography. This has been a Reality recording. For more Reality recordings, please visit therealityinstitute.net.